I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. When was the last time you took a fishing trip to the Eastern Panhandle? Well, the fish are biting there, and the float fishing hasn't been this good in quite a while. We'll talk more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
A few years back, fish kills on the south branch of the Potomac hurt the fishing in that storied waterway. The source of those has never been positively identified.
The fish kills in general, we still don't have a complete confirmation of what the actual root of the cause was.
That's DNR biologist for the region, Jim Hedrick, but whatever it was seems to be gone now.
We're happy that has occurred, and we're seeing them again, and we're just trying to follow the health of those fish through, and hopefully that we don't have another die-off or whatever caused the problem before, but we're watching it very closely to make sure that it remains healthy, and if something starts going downhill, we're obviously going to be trying to figure out what's going on.
Hedrick says a lot of fish are being caught right now, including some pretty nice smallmouth.
Well, last weekend I got some reports a lot of folks were catching them on the surface. The bass this past weekend were really tight up against the shore, and they were throwing right onto the shore in shallow water, and bass were striking just the second that the lure hit the water in close to shore.
The South Branch features two sections of catch and release regulation, but Hedrick says whether you fish those or others, the catch rates and sizes seem to be consistent throughout. And if you're talking about float fishing the South Branch, the trough, as always, is the most recognizable stretch.
One of the most classic float trips a lot of people take is through the trough section of the South Branch. And that section is very pretty. A lot of people go through that section because you always see bald eagles as you go through there. It's pretty convenient.
Further into the panhandle, though, there are other opportunities.
The Kakapin River, some folks do well in the Kakapin River. We've kind of got some mixed reports this year on what's been happening over there. But, you know, it is a fewer anglers over there as well. There is several sections of the Kakapin River that are long segments that are privately owned that we don't have public access. So there's some sections that are pretty difficult to float unless you have a camp or know someone that allows you to either deploy or retrieve a boat. There's some sections that don't get much pressure because, you know, there's areas that you could have to float 20 miles to get to a DNR-maintained access. And most people aren't up for that kind of adventure.
Hedrick reminds us the North Branch of the Potomac can also be a big fishing day, from the trout near the Jennings-Randolph Dam on downstream to where the smallmouth catch rates are starting to become prevalent again. Float fishing in the Eastern Panhandle. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.